Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm your host, Shahab Zaghari, with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing you strategic content marketing and support to reach your target audience and boost engagement. And, you know, as you know, Shahab, we always bring mobile experts to our show. That's what we're known for. And of course, if you were ever wondering if mobile first was important or why be bothered with mobile marketing at all, of course, if you're listening in right now, then that means you've pretty much survived Mobilegeddon. I hope you did as well, Shahab.
Dun, dun, dun.
Done? Yeah. Okay. I'm still watching mine. I'm watching it, watching my website. It's looking good, but, you know, who knows? And so that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why it's so important to think mobile first and to learn from the experts, key learnings, key lessons. That's what it's all about. And that's why we're welcoming today Michael Aboris. He's Senior Interactive Marketing Manager with MGM Resorts International in Las Vegas. Of course, that's going to be the first and last destination in customer engagement. So I'm going to be very excited to hear what you have to say about what you're doing with mobile to connect with your customers, Michael. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely. I actually met Michael a few years back at the Las Vegas Interactive Marketing Association. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you were on the board at that time, right?
Yes, it's a great organization where industry professionals are able to share insights and best practices. So I was very proud to be on the board of that organization, and I'm still active in the group.
Yeah, it's a great organization. And again, I was very... I was impressed with all of the things that you guys were doing with the organization and the user groups and the mixers. But the mixers are always fun. But you know, aside from Las Vegas Interactive Marketing Association, you are currently the Senior Internet Marketing Manager with MGM Resorts International. Just as a quick intro, again, you don't have to get into too many details. You know, what does that entail as far as your daily duties? Just so our listeners are aware.
Yes, so my role as Senior Internet Marketing Manager at MGM Resorts International is to oversee advertising programs targeting consumers within the international markets to drive visitation to Las Vegas.
And that's changed, right, over the past, I don't know, 5-10 years as far as what you're looking at and how you engage with these customers. It's gone from print and billboard only to very heavily in digital, mobile, online, and things of that nature, right?
Yes, that's completely, that is definitely accurate.
So has that made your job easier or harder?
In my experience, I've definitely seen a shift from consumer behavior to be, to be more engaged in the mobile markets.
Mobile space.
We've seen a tremendous amount of growth in traffic in mobile traffic. So understanding that is the way that customers and are looking for information and ensuring that we provide a quality experience is and very important.
And, talking about Mobilegeddon, as a part of the Webmaster Tools, Google has offered up a mobile-friendly test. And I checked out, MGM and Bellagio, Mirage, and it looks like all of the online websites passed the test. So they're all mobile-friendly, which to me, that says that for MGM Resorts, it's important. It's important to be forward-thinking and technologically advanced, Is that what you feel when you're on the inside in the trenches, or is it kind of a push and shove with upper management to, you know, engage in those kinds of forward-thinking campaigns?
You know, as an organization, I think that, you know, MGM Resorts definitely understands the shift of consumer behavior to being more mobile-centric. I mean, and, you know, the fact that we do have, you know, we do have a presence on our mobile websites now, and we are significantly improving that mobile experience to ensure that it's even that much better. So I think as an organization, you know, as an organization, we understand and recognize the importance of the quality mobile experience.
And so for our listeners, would you say that, you know, again, as far as Google's algorithm, searches, things of that nature, you have to, you know, definitely be mobile friendly, but is it worth our listeners' time to, you know, look at the kinds of things that large Fortune 100 companies like yourself are doing? Or, you know, what kind of advice would you give to our listeners?
You know, I think as far as, you know, you have to ensure that what you're doing from a online and mobile presence really helps fulfill your business objectives, right? And so, mm-hmm. you know, obviously, where's the return on investment? I think I've seen some great examples of very easy to use WordPress templates that are great mobile optimized examples of how you can build your website. So mm-hmm. I think that the technology and the ability for a small business to, you know, to have a great mobile presence has become that much easier than it was, let's say, 5-10 years ago, mm-hmm. where you don't have to be an expert to do it. So I think as far as, you know, the it is definitely balancing how much you do need to invest, but I think the barriers to entry are such that, you know, I would highly recommend having a mobile optimized experience and ensure that you're measuring your success.
Yeah, I wanted to get to the analytics in a bit, but, you know, it's clear that we have to have a mobile-friendly experience and website. I mean, that we should have done that without Google sort of putting a gun to our head to begin with. But what about the call to action, particularly for you and the company that you're involved with? How has that evolved, and what should we be thinking about? What should our listeners be thinking about in designing a call to action that is also very, very much making use of the mobile channel and its unique properties?
Well, I definitely think your call to action, you know, will vary based upon, you know, what mm-hmm. what you're trying to do. I mean, but, you know, understanding, you know, and there are some instances where in mobile, a perfect call to action could be a click to call. Whereas, you know, you especially if you understand that, hey, maybe my mobile website or my mobile experience isn't where I'd like it to be, but a conversion is a high enough value to me that, you know, I will take a phone call. And so there's some instances where I was, you know, where I'd be working on a SMS campaign where I said, you know what, I'd rather have them call because they're going to get a better experience. So I think, you know, obviously, you know, mobile, you have the ability to get that instant connection with a call. I think if you have a sophisticated enough mobile website and or, you know, shopping cart system that, you know, sending them there and making sure that you're giving them all the information they need when they get there is always a great, you know, is a great option as well.
So we're talking about mobile and being mobile first, but of course you're in charge of digital, which is much broader. How does mobile fit in to your remit and what you need to be doing?
Well, I think ensuring that you can have all of your channels work together is definitely very important. I mean, understanding the importance of traditional media, but also leveraging mobile as that, you know, that call to action or, you know, check us out or even, you know, text in for more information. So I think ensuring that that your different advertising mediums work together and using mobile as kind of an easy, convenient, instant way for the customer to interact with your message.
That's great. When we come back, we have Michael Abras with us, and he's from MGM Resorts International. And we'll get into the nitty-gritty of this. Don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point, click, and it's live in real time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point, click, and it's live in real time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point, click, and it's live in real time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me.
Creating a website is not an easy task, and there are so many companies to choose from.
How do I know which one is best?
It's a big jump making your site mobile-friendly, generating sales, and answering questions with no struggles. If you want to come out on top, you need Frog on Top. At Frog on Top, we take the time to make your site generate money, not just look good. Our team of experts are WordPress savvy, and our customer service is leaps ahead. See why we say our websites are designed better by leaps and bounds by going to frogontop.com. Frog on Top, your one-stop solution for the web. Frogontop.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is authoritylabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is authoritylabs.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And we are here with Michael Aberas, Senior Internet Marketing Manager with MGM Resorts International. Again, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to come on the show.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
Definitely. And one of the topics that we were talking about in the last segment was, and we didn't really get to expand on it, and hopefully we can do that now, looking at the metrics and looking at what's working and what isn't working. What kind of hurdles have you had, let's say, in the past 12 months when it comes to digital, whether that's social media or mobile, what kinds of things were a curveball for you?
I think in the mobile space, and I predominantly focus on the advertising space in my current role. So I think for us, and what I've noticed is the main challenge is mobile conversion tracking. And I think it's something that across the board, you don't have the level of sophistication and accuracy in mobile conversion tracking as you do in desktop conversion tracking. And that's really been, in my opinion, where mobile advertising is lagged behind desktop, desktop advertising.
So is the data just unreliable?
From the best of my understanding and research, it's it's because cookies aren't necessarily either accepted on all mobile devices or sometimes they get dropped off. So it's really your tracking data. I think the data that is received is reliable, but you're not seeing a huge part of the picture. You're getting a very small part of what you're doing. I mean, and we know, from my experience, customers are, visiting mobile websites. Mobile web traffic is increased exponentially, but you're not seeing that same correlation in the media space, right? And I think that's one of the challenges of mobile advertising, understanding that the activity and the volume is there, but, necessarily seeing that direct success metric, seeing that direct ROI isn't there.
And what kinds of things have you done to, bypass that hurdle?
I think there are a couple of ways to bypass that hurdle, whether, you make the call to action a little softer, where you can actually track whether it's more of a data acquisition sign-up play, or you know, potentially creating, you know, obviously a customized landing page with a customized, you know, in our case, booking link to where we can actually look at, you know, what activity was generated on that. I mean, you know, still some of those are small fixes, but they're not really giving you the whole picture.
Right. So let's say in that example, can you still get data on people who show up to that landing page, but, you know, didn't convert, you know, how long they've been there, you know, whether or not there was a repeat visit, or is that, again, because of the lack of reliability on cookies, just kind of an impossibility right now on mobile?
I think, you know, from the, you know, on the website data side, yeah, you can get the page activity. So thankfully you can get that. Really the cookie issue is more on the ad serving and, you know, looking
back at retargeting.
You know, the behavioral targeting and retargeting. It's, you know, the cookie issue is more on a more on an advertising targeting level than it necessarily is on the website page level. Thankfully, we are able to capture the metrics once a user is on the page.
You say on the page. I'm not entirely certain. Do you have also a mobile app?
In addition to most of the MGM Resorts properties have a mobile website as well as a mobile app, yes.
So what's the interplay between the two of those? Because there's always the question of sort of, you know, what needs to be in the app? What needs to be on the website? Do you use deep linking to get people to where you need to be in the website? I'm just curious how you balance those, because that's, of course, how you do that strategically is really important, so that there's no overlap and that it's always a complementary and an excellent user experience.
So I actually have probably the most experience when I was at the Bellagio working with the mobile website and mobile app. So I'll speak about that example.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had our mobile website really was the way we looked at it was essentially we wanted to provide as much of the content as possible in a mobile friendly format that was made it as easy as possible for consumers to get to. So not a 1-to-1 match to our .com website, but mm-hmm. You know, but it got pretty close to where all the information was there. So really in the mobile app, the difference between the mobile website and the mobile app, we actually did deep link a lot of the in the mobile app. Instead of replicating the content, we would deep link to the mobile website. In addition, our mobile app actually featured a beta test of a wayfinding functionality. So that was kind of some of the unique proposition of downloading the mobile app was to help find your way throughout the property.
That's pretty cool. Sometimes with those, you know, huge casinos, you get lost pretty quickly.
Yes.
I was amazed there. I was at CTIA. I mean, I'm from the States, but over in Europe, and I was there for the first time. I was like, I definitely need a map to navigate this. How do you also use the mobile properties app and website to sort of, you know, maintain that engagement? One thing is to say, hey, you know, this is very useful, and to acquire users. I mean, is it about acquisition for you or retention? And how do you use mobile to achieve that?
You know, for in my current role, it really is about acquisition, mm-hmm. You know, as far as driving users to the website to provide them the information and, you know, hopefully to provide them all the information they need so that they can book a reservation. So in my current role, you know, I do focus on the acquisition side. I think from, you know, my previous experience, you know, ensuring that the content is relevant, it's easy to get to, it works, and ensuring that once that traffic is acquired, we provide them the information they need to convert.
And what do you call a conversion? I'm just wondering what that is. Is that someone who checks out the information, someone who shows up on location somehow? I mean, how do you know when you've succeeded, I guess is the question.
A primary conversion event would be selling a hotel room, obviously making a room reservation. Show ticket reservations would be, you know, another secondary conversion, as well as dining reservations, and then email marketing signups, or, you know, we call it our guest book, but it's essentially our email marketing program.
And do you head that up as well, the email marketing?
No, I do not.
Okay. But I'm sure that has to also be mobile friendly, because I know just personally, I check most of my email on my phone. SMS messaging. I mean, does that SMS sign up show up in the print advertising and the email newsletters, just to kind of cross-promote and cross-pollinate?
You know, where the SMS lists are primarily acquired from is there's on-property signage that promotes the SMS programs, as well as they're listed on the websites. And then they're, you know, occasionally they'll be put into some of the emails, whether it be, you know, your pre-arrival email.
Mm-hmm.
And so occasionally there is some email promotion for the SMS programs.
Got it. But they're pretty much focused on their own campaigns and doing that and such.
There's a little bit of promotion overlap, you know, kind of using the same promotion on email and SMS and, you know, essentially ensuring that you have a larger audience.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any sort of overview, high level view of, you know, emails? I know that at least, you know, 6 years ago, email was a very big primary source of keeping in touch with guests of casinos and hotels. Is that still the case?
You know, in my previous role at Bellagio, yeah, I did focus quite heavily on our email side. So I do have experience in that area, mm-hmm. and yet email is still very important. You know, it's still a very important way in which we're able to reach guests. So, yeah, it's still very important. You know, it is an area where we have worked to ensure that the emails are more mobile optimized. I mean, mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's one of those things where you can always improve upon, but, you know, I think looking at examples from a couple of years ago versus examples now, they are much more mobile optimized. We actually have a system that helps us check and see what the mobile views would look like, so that when we do look at and
nice.
Review and approve them, we actually will see what they look like on an iPhone or an Android. So I think it's an area where, you know, thankfully, it helped me very much immensely as I was reviewing those items and seeing what they look like on a mobile device. Because as you say, a majority of customers are viewing email on their mobile devices.
Mm-hmm. And so listeners, take note, email is not dead. In fact, it might even be as important as ever. We do have to take our last break. Don't go anywhere. We have Michael Abras from MGM Resorts International. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, panda and penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. NameJet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on Earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, NameJet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to NameJet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. NameJet.com.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And we are here with Michael Aberas, Senior Internet Marketing Manager with MGM Resorts International. You know, we're going to flip the script right now. I hope you don't mind, Peggy. Michael, give us your top don'ts. What should our listeners absolutely always avoid when approaching mobile, just based on, you know, all of the experience that you've had at the various companies that you've been with?
You know, I think the top experience, you know, the top don't is a bad consumer experience, right? I think if you are, if you do decide that you want to have a mobile website and a mobile presence, and whether it be, you know, via advertising or email or SMS, I think, you know, ensuring that once you do engage that customer, however you engage with them, you know, whether it is a landing page or whether it's a click to call or whether it's an SMS program, you know, ensuring that you execute on that experience, right? Just, going to a mobile, going to a website and then having to constantly scroll and expand and making it very hard to find the information that you're looking for is very frustrating for consumers, you know, and will definitely lead to, you know, to them abandoning whatever, you know, whatever activity you're trying to get them to do. So mm-hmm. I think it's all about user experience in my opinion.
So don't forget about that. Definitely.
Don't forget about that. And it's, I would say less is more, you know, on a mobile device, you don't have room for paragraphs of copy, you know, lengthy copy. I mean, you know, obviously you want to tell the consumer what they're going to need to know, but you have to do it in a very brief manner. So less is more, you know, understanding that they need to get the information, get it quickly. It needs to be easy. They can't be typing in, you know, tons of different fields, right? So, you know, ensuring that you're only, if you do collect information, collecting the minimum amount that is necessary for you to interact with that customer.
Just so you're not bugging them.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, yeah, it's not like they're sitting in front of a keyboard and can just, you know, type away. I mean, so, so making it easy, making it seamless. You know, and I think, you know, my advice would be, you know, pick, you know, look at your foundations, you know, and then build upon there. Don't try to do everything and not do anything well. Maybe try to do one thing and do it really well and then build upon that success.
And like you said before, you know, watch what you're doing, kind of track, see what's working, what isn't, and kind of go from there. So what's another don't?
Another don't would be, you know, don't set the expectations too high. Be realistic in your goals, you know, set something that you can ensure, like you said, you can measure, you know, whether that's, you know, visitations, conversions. So, you know, I think being realistic in your goals and setting realistic expectations will help you to ensure that, you know, you can prove that success and grow this channel and, you know, show the importance of being mobile first.
I mean, that's really interesting what you're saying here, Michael. It makes me think of what Coke always used to say at conferences about its approach to mobile, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. They said, you know, basically do an 80-20. Invest 80% of what you have in what works, what you know works, and keep that 20% of your budget for experimentation, you know, checking out what you can do with text, maybe checking out push notifications. What can you do with outdoor advertising or in the home? Would you say that this is part of what you're talking about when you say, you know, don't do all of it, but do some of it and experiment? Would an 80-20 rule work for you?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, not losing sight of what you're you know, what your core competency is or what your core focus is and making sure you do it very well. And I think, yeah, obviously testing and expanding, you know, is always important. And I think, you know, as an organization at MGM Resorts, you know, they definitely encourage testing and optimizing and trying out new things. So, I would say start with your mobile website, whether you do that through a WordPress or however you do it, you know, have that mobile website presence, and then expand it, you know, out to advertising, you know, potentially. I mean, and I think another medium that, you know, gets overlooked a lot is still the power of SMS.
Mm-hmm. SMS is still so very powerful. Would that be number three? Don't shy away from SMS?
I would think so. I mean, I think SMS is still, you know, people are still very engaged with it. It's still very easy. It's easy for people to sign up. I mean, you know, I think I would definitely say don't shy away from SMS. And the cost to entry to SMS is very reasonable, too. So there's not a huge barrier to entry in the SMS space.
Yeah, actually, SkyWire began as a SMS marketing platform. It has since expanded since then. But I completely co-sign. It's really not that big of a price point. And, you know, when you compare it to email, open rates and things of that nature, I mean, 90% of text messages are opened. You just get the text message on your phone, and whether or not you want to engage with it is another point, you know, and that can go back to the testing where you test the different call to actions and headlines and things of that nature. I think this has been a great show. I really appreciate the fact that you came on with me and Peggy today. If any of our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, you know, ask you some more questions, what would be the best way of getting in touch with you? Email, Twitter?
I would probably say LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, okay.
They could connect with me on LinkedIn.
Perfect. So we'll try and link that in the show notes. But otherwise, it's Michael, and then last name is Aburas. Just search for that on LinkedIn, and you can get a hold of him. Peggy, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
You can send an email to peggy@mobilegroove.com. Follow me on Twitter @PeggyAnn, or check out articles I'm doing about mobile here on our site and elsewhere, such as Fortune and also at Forbes, rather, and also at Mobile Groove. Maybe Fortune's next on the list, Shahab.
That would be awesome. Although Forbes, I mean, it's pretty awesome in itself. So, listeners can get a hold of me on Twitter @ShahabZaghari. That's ZARGARI. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWire.com. Remember, new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.